How much credit should the offensive line get for some of these passing records that you guys have put up this year?
They've done a good job. You know, I think at the beginning of the season we were talking about, you know, I can't remember the exact number, but, you know, the big difference, we need a big difference as far as protection is concerned, the number of sacks. And that number's gone drastically down.
71.
Yeah, 71 to 40 right now. So, I mean, I know in the late, if it was 48 or at the end of the season, it'd be the biggest jump that's been made. So, yeah, I think a vast improvement there in our protections. I think that not only the offensive line, just the coordination of it, you know, with the backs, you know, whether Y stays in and he's involved with it too, you know, so just the whole coordination of it too, I think has been a big impact. But, yeah, when the quarterback has time, he's got opportunities to throw downfield. I think some of the explosive passes that we've had, the number over 20 yards, I mean, that's due to a great deal to protection.
What kind of an impression is Walters made on you this year? What is it, I think, a one-year contract? What's, you know,
his future here? You know what? He's a guy that can play so many roles for us. As a punt returner, plays on special teams, can play multiple positions, could play slot, could play on the outside. So, and when we had some injuries, he filled in and became a guy that the quarterbacks really trusted. So, you know, another guy that I hold in high regard just because he understands his role, and when he plays at another level. I think he's had, you know, it'd be a question to ask him as far as has he played the best that he has in his career, you know, because he's done some really good things.
How do you feel about your depth beyond A-Rob and Hearns when you have Lee Green and Walters 3 through 5? How good is that?
Yeah, good. And I think Neil Sterling, too, is a guy that's showing up. Neil Sterling's role for us right now is our fifth wide receiver, and mostly because of special teams. I think he's really grown in that area. So, you know, a lot of times teams will have four guys, and then that fifth is a special teams guy, you know, as well as playing wide receiver. So I feel pretty good about that group.
Are you running into a depth issue here if some of these guys can't play? Do you have to make a move, IR move or practice squad move tomorrow?
We have to take a look at some things, yeah. Whether it's tomorrow or later on, you know, Saturday. But, you know, we just got to wait to see what happens tonight.
He
moved around a little bit better today, but like I said, I think it's going to be a challenge for him, you know, if he can play. So, we'll probably string along till, you know, hopefully by Saturday. We have a pretty good idea. If he's not ready by Saturday, he's not a guy that we would take on the field Sunday and work out, though.
What's the benefit of playing him at all, though?
Yeah, if he's not 100%. I think it's more just philosophy. If a guy's ready to go and he can play, then he's going to play. And if he's not, then he's not. And I think it's just more of a mindset for him to compete through the week, you know, to get as close as he can to 100%.
So if he's cleared or whatever, he will play Sunday.
But I think that's going to be a challenge.
Okay.
I think it'll be a challenge.
Make sure I'm understanding.
Right.
You've used Tyson as a fullback this year. Do you guys revisit whether you bring one on next year?
We have not had that conversation right now.
Do you see the benefit of that?
You know, if for short yardage and goal line situations, I think it's what you're looking at your F to do. You know, your other tight end. You know, what traits does he have and what can he bring to the table? So I think as you look at that position, you know, to have somebody like Clay Harbor, you know, will line up in the backfield some or at least off positions. You know, so if you have a guy like that, then it, you know, allows you to get away from an F.
Not a lot of rushing TDs overall, even though you're scoring points. Do you just feel so good about your passing game down there?
Not
a lot of rushing touchdowns for this team.
Oh, no, we'd like to. I mean, you know, I know we struggled there in a period of time during the season. So, you know, you'd like to be able to mix it up. I think we need to get that number up. It just creates more balance, and it makes your passing game open up even more. So to have that ability, I think overall the running game, we need just to continue to improve there.
You've talked about Bowenko and Shatley throughout the year. When they only practice, how can you tell when a guy gets better?
Well, it is difficult, but a lot of times it's one-on-one. You know, when we go against the defensive line, that's a big drill for us when we see one-on-one pass rush and pod drills. You can kind of get a feel for where he's at. I think there's another aspect to the mental part of the game. How good are they on protections and calling it out and understanding it? So I think you've seen growth there by them. So, you know, both those guys, I think, you know, we're excited to see how much of a jump they make.
Bowenko, has he taken any center reps this regular season?
Boy, no, I haven't seen him. I mean, you'll see him some in practice, and you know, but for the most part, you know, he's been moving around. You see him at guard and tackle, but mostly tackle, yeah.
Is that Telman pretty much the same situation as TJ?
I would say Telman's got a better opportunity, better chance. Better chance.
Now, if you get a third chance, if you like
to. Well, I think we'll see today and tomorrow. You know, we knew this one, he might go till Sunday.
Oh, I see.
He might go till Sunday.
And if he doesn't go, what's your thoughts about Sam Young? How's he done?
You know what? Sam, I think, you know, he's shown that he's very capable of going in there and playing. I know there's times that he struggled last year, but I think he's a guy that when we watch him practice and in these one-on-one drills that we're talking about, that his consistency is showing up. So, you know, if his number's called, I'm sure, you know, Sam, you never have to be concerned about being prepared or ready to go. You know, it's just about getting out there and playing.
Do you start talking next week about which guys you want to keep, who are free agents, or is that down the line?
Yeah, we haven't had that conversation. Dave and I haven't even had that conversation about when we're going to have that.
When you're going to have
it. Yeah.
Sometime out there in the
future. Sure, sure.
Before March.
Yeah. By then, hopefully. Yeah. Okay, thanks you guys. Appreciate it.